Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here today for another in the series of Read the Word. Today is one of the most famous stories in all of the Old Testament. And you're going to want to be in the part of it. Pay attention to it, because there's a lot to learn in here from these guys. When God tells you to spy out the land, bring back a good report, and go in when he says go in, because you want to be able to conquer. When God says conquer, remember this, we're going to put the timestamps in here, which is a four-digit blue number that when you click on that timestamp, it'll take you right to that exact spot in the video. And tonight we get our first song. We get Psalm 90, right in the place where it was written. Here we go. Say this opening prayer with me. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So I will be rooted and grounded in love, and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. Here we go. Numbers chapter 14. There's some danger in the air right here. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, "Don't be a crybaby." Verse 2. And all the children of Israel complained against Moses. Don't be a complainer. I'm not going to do that on every verse, though.
You sure?
And the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt." Don't do that either. "Or if only we had died in the wilderness." You got some dying folks here. Verse 3, "Why has the Lord brought us out of this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and children should become victims? Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt?" So they said to one another, "Let us select a leader and return to Egypt." Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Thank God for Caleb and Joshua. 10, and all the congregation said to stone them with stones. Don't do that either. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. Now we're in trouble. Then the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people reject me? How long will they not believe me? And with all the signs which I have performed among them, I will strike them with pestilence and disinherit them. I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they." Moses said to the Lord, "Then the Egyptians will hear, for by your might you brought these people up out from among them. They will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have not heard, you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Verse 15. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. You're pretty brave talking to God like this. Verse 17. And now I pray, let the power have spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering and abundant in mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression. But he by no means clears the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the father on the children to the third and fourth generation. That's pretty serious. But that's how serious God believes about rebellion. 19. Pardon the iniquity of this people, I pray, according to the greatness of your mercy. Just as you have forgiven this people from Egypt, even until now, then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word. But truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness have put me to the test now 10 times. And have not heeded my voice. Don't make a habit of disobeying God. That's a bad habit to get into. Verse 23, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of these who rejected me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, followed me wholly, fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Verse 25. Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow, turn and move out into the wilderness by the Red Sea. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation who complain against me? I have heard the complaints which the children of Israel make against me. Say to them, as I live, saith the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, I will do it to you. The carcasses of you who have complained against me shall fall in this wilderness, all of you who were numbered according to your number, from 20 years old and up, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. You shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. Verse 31, but your little ones, when you said we would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. And it's messed up. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness. He just called them a chunk of meat with bones. Wow, 33, and your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness 40 years and bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are consumed in the wilderness. 34, according to the number of the days in which you have spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilt 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. I, the Lord, have spoken this. I will surely do so to all this evil congregation who are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Now the men whom Moses sent to spy out the land, who returned and made all the congregation complain against him by bringing a bad report of the land. Those very men who brought the evil report about the land died by the plague before the Lord. God ain't messing. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, remained alive of the men who went going, but I'm going to leave it alone. 39. Then Moses told these words to the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly. I guess so. And they rose early in the morning and went up to the top of the mountain, saying, "Here we are. We will go up to the place which the Lord has promised for us, for we have sinned." Moses said, "Now why do you transgress the command of the Lord? For this will not succeed. Do not go up, lest you be defeated by your enemies. For the Lord is not among you. For the Amalekites, the Canaanites, are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away from the Lord. The Lord will not be with you." But they presumed to go to the mountaintop. Neither the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord nor Moses departed from the camp. And then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who dwell in the mountain came down and attacked them and drove them back as far as Hormah. Messed up. You're going to get a judgment. You don't want that judgment. And, you know, all they had to do was just position themselves and just walk with God in that. They would have walked right through it. Grain and drink offering. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, say to them, when you have come into the land you are to inherit, which I am giving you, and make an offering by fire to the Lord, a burnt offering or a sacrifice to fulfill a vow or a freewill offering, a pointed feast to make sweet aroma to the Lord from the herd of the flock. Then he who presents his offering to the Lord shall bring a grain offering of one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with one-fourth of a hin of oil." I like that. Ephah, hin, oil. Verse 5. One-fourth of the hin of wine is a drink offering you shall prepare with the burnt offering for the sacrifices for each lamb. Or for the ram you prepare as a grain offering. Two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with one-third of a hin of oil. And as a drink offering, you shall offer one-third of a hin of wine as a sweet aroma to the Lord. And when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering or as a sacrifice to kill him to fulfill a vow or as a peace offering to the Lord, Then shall be offered with the young bull a grain offering of three-tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with half a hin of oil. And you shall bring as the drink offering half a hin of wine as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Thus it shall be done for each young bull, for each ram, or for each lamb, or young goat, verse 12, according to the number that you prepare, so shall you do with everyone according to their number. And all who are native born shall do these things in this manner, in presenting an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. And if a stranger dwells with you, or whoever is among you throughout your generation, and would present an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord, just as you do, so shall he do. One ordinance shall be for you of the assembly, and for the stranger who dwells with you, an ordinance forever throughout your generations, as you are, so shall the stranger be before the Lord. Verse 16. One law and one custom shall be for you, for the stranger who dwells with you. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, say to them, when you come into the land to which I bring you, then it will be when you eat of the bread of the land that you shall offer up a heave offering to the Lord. Verse 20, you shall offer up a cake of the first of your ground meal as a heave offering of the threshing floor. So shall you offer it up. Verse 21, of the first of your ground meal you shall give to the Lord a heave offering throughout your generations. The laws concerning unintentional sin. Verse 22, if you sin unintentionally and do not observe all the commandments which the Lord has spoken to Moses, all that the Lord has commanded you by the hand of Moses, from the day of the Lord, gave commandment and onward throughout your generations, then it will be, if it is unintentionally committed without the knowledge of the congregation, that the whole congregation shall offer one young bull as a burnt offering, as the sweet aroma to the Lord, with its grain offering and its drink offering, according to the ordinance, and one kid of the goats as a sin offering. 25. So the priest shall make atonement for the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it was unintentional, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their unintended sin. It shall be forgiven the whole congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger who dwells among them, because of all the people did it unintentionally. If a person sins unintentionally, then he shall bring a female goat in its first year as a sin offering. So the priest shall make atonement for the person who sins unintentionally when he sins unintentionally before the Lord to make atonement for him, and it shall be given him. You shall have one law for him who sins unintentionally, and for him who is native born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who dwells among them. Person who does anything presumptuously, whether he is native born or stranger, that one bring reproach to the Lord, and he shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of the Lord and has not broken his commandment. That person shall be completely cut off. His guilt shall be put upon him. Wow.
Wow.
That's serious. 32. Now the children of Israel were in the wilderness, and they found a man gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering sticks brought him to Moses and Aaron, to all the congregation. They put him under guard because it had not been explained what should be done to him. Then the Lord said to Moses, the man must surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones outside. So as the Lord commanded Moses, all the congregation brought him outside the camp, stoned him with stones, and he died. That's a rough way to die, and that's a rough way to milk cows. No, don't worry about all that. That was just a completely different thought. Right. 37. Again, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments through their generations. Put a blue thread in the tassels of all the corners, and you shall have the tassel that you may look upon it. Remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that you may not follow the harlotry to which your own heart eyes are inclined, and that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy for your God. For I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Now, the children of Israel messed up big time. Like, seriously big time. And I'm forgetting Psalm 90. All right, so I'll say it anyways. They messed up big time because God said, go ahead and take the land. And they said, nah, we're not going to do that. And God said, you have made me angry 10 times in a row. And therefore, you can just die in the wilderness.
And then they started to change their mind. And he said, oh.
And then they said, well, then we'll go up. And he's like, no, don't go up now. And then they're like, well, we'll stay. No, I want you to move now. And literally, they just did the opposite of what God said. Don't want to be said of you. Now, Psalm 90, this is really cool. This is the Psalm of Moses, and he's praying for them because they're being judged severely by God. God was ready to wipe them out. Moses is praying for the children of Israel. Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been a dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. You carry them away like a flood. They are alike. They are like a sheep. In the morning, they are like grass which grows up. In the morning, it flourishes and grows up. In the evening, it is cut down and withers. Verse 7. For we have been consumed by your anger and your wrath. We are terrified. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. We finish our years like a sigh. The days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power, fear of you? So is your wrath. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Remember, O Lord, how long, and have compassion on your servants. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the joy, the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants and your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. In Jesus' mighty name. Establish the work of our hands for us. You establish the work of our hands. Moses was praying for the children of Israel. And it's a beautiful prayer. It's a beautiful prayer. And he might have been praying selfishly, saying, if I don't pray for these people, I'm going to end up leading them all by myself. Don't be the gripers in your diapers, all right? Just don't do that. You got to get yourself past that in Jesus' mighty name. Well, like we do every time we come here, prayer of salvation is we never know when somebody's going to be here that's going to want to meet Jesus. And we always want to give you that opportunity. Pray this prayer with me, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John chapter 1 and John chapter 3.
And according to John chapter 1 and John chapter
3. When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And that you rose again triumphant on the third day.
You rose again triumphantly.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I want you to put your hands out like this and say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
Fill every part of me, Jesus.
Fill every part of me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Live a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen and amen. Welcome to the kingdom of God. I think it's one of the greatest things you've ever done is get yourself involved in God's kingdom. Now you are an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus, and you literally have access to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords every single day. How cool is that? That is really cool. And no matter what question you have, just stick with us. We're going to answer it here in the matter of a month. And we're going to be a blessing to you and to your family in Jesus' mighty name. Don't forget there's timestamps in this video. You can go back and watch certain parts over again by, just by clicking that timestamp. And it'll automatically take you back and start you right there where that last timestamp was placed. Till we see you again is what we say.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. We'll see you soon in Jesus' mighty name.